How did you manage that? I asked him. The woman where I get my bread recommended me. He told her he was looking out for someone to paint him. I've got to give her 20 francs.
What's he like?
Splendid. He's got a great red face like a leg of mutton. And on his right cheek there's an enormous mole with long hairs growing out of it. Strickland was in a good humor, and when Dirk Strover came up and sat down with us, he attacked him with ferocious banter. He showed a skill I should never have credited him with in finding the places where the unhappy Dutchman was most sensitive. Strickland employed not the rapier of sarcasm, but the bludgeon of invective. The attack was so unprovoked that Strover, taken unawares, was defenseless. He reminded you of a frightened sheep running aimlessly hither and thither. He was startled and amazed. At last the tears ran from his eyes. And the worst of it was that though you hated Strickland and the exhibition was horrible, it was impossible not to laugh. Dirk Strover was one of those unlucky persons whose most sincere emotions are ridiculous. But after all, when I look back upon that winter in Paris, my pleasantest recollection is of Dirk Strover. There was something very charming in his little household. He and his wife made a picture which the imagination gratefully dwelt upon, and the simplicity of his love for her had a deliberate grace.